A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opening of schools tomorrow.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7, Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the opening of schools tomorrow and the country's growing economic problems.
As schools are opening tomorrow, parents are complaining about their failure to pay school fees and a call for industrial action by the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe over unpaid bonuses has added to the chaos.
A combination of an economic crisis and food shortages is also combining to worsen the crisis in the country. Millions of Zimbabweans suffer chronic hunger and many rely on food aid. And this is according to the United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, tinoti tinzwe kubva kwamuri imi vabereki kuti gadziriro yenyu yekuendesa vana kuchikoro mangwana yakamira sei. Tiri kunzwa kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vabereki vari kuchema chema kuti nyaya yekuti vange vachikwanisa kuwana mari yekuendesa vana kuchikoro inenge iri kuti netsei, nekuti kwavari zvinenge zvaita kuti mwana atsva dumbu mai vatsva kumusana. Nekuti nekune rimwe rutivi vari kuda kuti vatsvage mari yekuti vatenge chikafu, sezvo munzvimbo dzakawanda musina mvura yakawanda. Kune vamwe vari kushanda vari kutiwo vashandirwa havasi kuvapa mari dzemihoro panopera mwedzi wega wega. Nekudaro kuti vakwanise kunge vachitsvaga mari yeschool fees unenge uri mutoro chaiwo. Nekudaro kune vakawanda zvinenge zviri kukona n'anga murapwa achida. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing. Zulu kandava siyakwazi zvikoro ziyavhulwa kusasa. Zivhulwa nje avanyu veni vakuluma kakhulu ngokuti kungani imali kayikho sibile sikwameni. Lakho vele imali ingekho ngoba abanengi bakhala ngokuthi umnotho usugugudeke okumangalisayo. Ngakho ke iningi lenu lithi kungani kungacela ke ukuthi kungene umoya kaNkulunkulu ukwenza ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukuhambisa abantwana ezikolo. So ke kulabo abafuna ukuthi bangena kuhlelo khona manje, nasi inombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho. Inombolo ke zithi 001-202-619-2077. Ngizaphinda njalo ukwenza ukuthi khona ngapho eBybridge, khona ngapho ke eFila Busi, khona ngapho eChinoyi, sithi leMandawin, nakhona ngapho ke eMtare, leBhinga phela, nakhona ngapho ke eHwange. Ngenani kuhlelo sixoxeni Zulu kandaba nasenombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
khuluma nisizwe. I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is the president of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening. Mr. Masaraure?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear you. I didn't get to what you said earlier on.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Masaraure, we understand the schools are opening tomorrow, and there is a call for industrial action or a go slow, according to the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, so that teachers will go to work, but they will not be working as they normally do. Are you part of this action?
Yeah, I think there's no need before the call because teachers already there soon build the model to go slow naturally because of the low morale that has been triggered by the government's failure to disburse bonuses and also the way they also chose to deduct salaries in the name of a big contribution. So naturally, teachers have already seized into the mode of a Gauss law without anyone calling for the action. So as long as the critical issues that are detailed in the sector are not addressed, naturally, because of the morale, teachers will be making a Gauss law.
Mm-hmm. But it appears as if in most cases your organization is always differing with others, you know, in terms of what to do next. And it appears as if of late you were actually aggressive in terms of showing the government that you're not happy at all. So do you agree with the Progressive Teachers Union that maybe this course law should actually succeed?
Yeah, I didn't get your question.
Sorry, did you get us?
I don't get you clearly.
Oh, okay. So the question is, you know, most teachers' organizations are always differing on issues to do with strikes and course laws. So at the end of the day, what will make you to be one unit in terms of fighting for this right to strike?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think we always find each other, like I said earlier on, in this case, whether PPUZT has called for a ghost law or it didn't call for a ghost law, the ghost law is already there. So naturally, there is a convergence of interest. As long as we have unions that have the interest of the working people, the interest of the teachers, that we always converge. But when we have some pseudo-unionists whose interests are inimical to the interests of the teachers, converging will become a big challenge. But in this particular case, as long as it is for the interests of the teacher, we will always converge. But you realize that there are some whom you think or you hope that you can always work with who are anti-teacher. So at the end of the day, whatever we say, they will always differ. And whatever they are going to say, as long as it is against the teachers, we will always differ. So for this one, like I said, we are already in the mode of a ghost law. Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has called for it, and it has endorsed what is already there.
Ko imo maruzevha mu zvakamira sei nekuti sangano renyu rinowanzomirira maticha ari kumamisha uko vari kutiwo kudii nenyaya yakaita mamirire ezvinhu tichitarisa kuti vamwe vabereki varoti havazokwanisa kubhadhara mari dzechikoro uye nyaya yenzara kuti vamwe vana vanouya havasi kuti uvadzidzise zvinonetsa nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina chekudya
kuti kune matambudziko akaiwandisa vamwe vamatotaurayawaya tine vana vazhinji vakati vatoone nhumbi dzekutoendesa kuzvikoro dzekuti vakwanise kunge vari vanava vatokwanisa kutengerwawo mainfoma andati vanzvangu vachipfeka kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekushana yakwemvura vana vazhinji vari kutarisirwa vakakundikana kuuya kuzvikoro kutanga mangwana nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina chekubata vanenge vasina chisimba kwavanenge vabva kunesina chekubata kutarisawo zvemiripo inenge ichitarisirwa kuti inge ichizobhadharwa muzvikoro vabereki vazhinji vari kupundikana kunguva vachikwanisa kunge vachiunganidza nyaya muripo iyo yekubhadhara kuzvikoro yemaschool fee irikuonekwa zvakare zvine zvikoro zvemaboarding schools zvaichimboenda vanhu vanenge vanoti 1 3 9 mamiriro azvakaita nemavana vasvika muzvikoro nhasi tokunzwa kuti chitisiko chedu yevana ndo yakwanisa kuuya kuzvikoro zvireva kuti dambudziko rekuwana mari dzemaschool fees rabata vanhu vakawanda saka tichitarisa nyaya yekuti kutanga kwetemu chaiko kuchange kuchiita sekatingati kuchange kuri slow pakutarisa kwatinei kwatiwe takaita zvobva zvawedzerwawozve nerimwe danho rakatorwa nehurumende gore rapfuura rekutora vana vefom 1 vachinzi vese vanotorwa zuva rimwe chete kune vana vazhinji vasati vawana nzvimbo dzefom 1 vari kungonhenhaira nenyika yese vachiri kungotsvaga zvekuti vangawana kuvari vanodzidza saka madambudziko acho anenge akati wandei.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamasarauri. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of schools tomorrow, but already there are complaints from parents that they cannot afford to pay the school fees owing to the worsening economic problems. And teachers are also threatening to embark on an industrial action, saying that the government has failed to pay them their bonuses that were due in December, that is 2015, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. We have our second guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is a parent and member of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. He is based in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Sibindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Akusitshele Sibindi ukuthi kulapho ke kobulawa kume njani nxa sikhuluma ngabazali abazama ukubhatala ke imali yemfundo uhamba njani?
Well, it's a good idea ukuthi siyanazela ukuthi abazali abaningi banobunzima lokuthi babhadale i-school fees. Sikhuluma kanje siyananzela ukuthi abaningi njengoba linanzela i-economy yelizwe kwalesi sikhathi ifile. Ngokunjalo abazali abaningi abanye abasebenzayo uzananzela ukuthi abaholisa imali ezigcweleyo, abanye abahola imali yamahafu, abanye ama-three quarters. Abanye vele sikhuluma kanje kufanele ngase beholi labaholi imali enyanga ephelileyo. So ukuvula kwezikolo abazali abaningi sibona sizalokunzima kokuthi-ke mele sikubhadala. Sinanzele njalo abazali abaningi ukuthi bahamba sebezamngena emabhenki lapha bedinga izikweleto zokuthi bancedisa abantwana. Njalo sananzela ukuthi kulabanye abazali abantwana abafunda ebhodini abazama ukubakhupha emabhodini bawoletha kuma-day school. Kodwa futhi banobunzima kokuthi benabo bantwana abazali umaletha kuma-day schools bayaswela indawo. So sibona umumo ongenza ukuthi labanye abantwana bagcine beswele indawo zokufunda behlezi ngekhaya ngoba sebephushwe emabhodini ngenxa yokuthi abazali abenelise kodwa sebefuthi indawo zokubana bafunde kulama-day schools. So umumo owelizwe kathesi owezenotho awumanga kuhle ngokunjalo sibili abazali abaningi akumangalisi nxa besiba la ma-DP.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Sibindi, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So according to Mr. Sibindi, most parents in Bulawayo are struggling to pay school fees, and he says the tragedy is that those that are at boarding school may likely lose those places because parents are not affording any kind of, you know, payment that they can make. So it's difficult as far as it's concerned.
Now, Mr. Sibindi, you represent workers. Is there any discussion with government? You used to have the tripartite negotiating forum where, for example, as workers, you can table your concerns. Is this still happening? How are you alerting government that workers are struggling to pay their fees for the kids?
Well, first of all, I think we need to explain that when we talk about financing negotiating forum, it's a very useless body or forum at the moment because, as you know, there are no legal instruments to force either party to abide by the agreements of that particular forum. Point number one. Point number two, you'll find that again, when I talk about this forum, there's a situation that there are no stipulated times for people to meet, that is, the government, labor, and the employers. That's another challenge. You'll find that it's more of a one-man band whereby the government decides to call people at their own discretion. And to us, that alone it disadvantages the labor force. And obviously, to us, at the moment, we are saying as long as the negotiation forum is not legalized, obvious to us it's really a useless code at the moment because it doesn't serve any purpose to anybody. Even if you table your issues, they will just discuss those issues. It's really more of a dirty talk than anything else because after discussion, things are just remain there and that's it. Even if you've got some pointers to say that you are clear on issues, somebody decides to go against those principles. There is no legal action you can take against that person. Obviously, we are saying the government of Zimbabwe, we know them. They are always known for diverting from what is being agreed upon. They use their muscle to do whatever they want. So to us, we are saying even if things are tabled, but at the end of the day, you find that those things really are not followed. And we are saying that forum for now is really useless forum.
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith Gibbs.
Silomnumzana ke uMusa Dube osecingweni lapha. Musa Dube utshona njani? Hayi, mtshone kakhulu. Kunjani kobulawayo? So nantu udaba ke lwe-school fees ungathini khona bamnumzana?
Yazi into yokuthinga kakhulu ukuthi yazi ukuthi ukuthi ilizwe liyakho ilizwe lethu lingenakho nami lawo. Kodwa kukhona nathi futhi into eyenzakala kathi sigana ukuthi siyakhala omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo. Bale into engibona konke esikwenza khona angiboni ukuthi kungathi ngenxa omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo, omnye ukhala ngayo. Bale ngapha ethi ngathi ngahlala kathi sicala sisonke sesizwe singahlali izinto into esingahambi.
Kodwa uthi ungasebenza yini mnumzana Dube? Kodwa ukuthi kuyalunga sokutheni phela lapha Mthembo kungalo kuyahlupha sibe. Hayi, siyabonga ke Mthembo ozithembayo, ungathina lokusasa baba, uphenduke phela.
Hayi, akubuhlungu kakhulu, yazi ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu, kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Hayi, siya kuza Dube, kuzalunga sibili, kuzalunga mfowethu. Ungadinwa lakusasa, eh? All right, Dube, thank you very much. Yes, according to Mr. Dube, you know, the situation is bad in Zimbabwe. And he says people should come together and try to fix things. He says he's really tired, you know, of all what is happening in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Regatende kumangura kuna mkoma mishek. Makadi mkoma mishek. Aiwa tiripo. Zvakamira sei panyaya dzechikoro kumangura uku?
Kukamamba ada chaite zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Zvakaoma.
Ndiri kuti ane hurumende kucheka pisi wenzuru kwadziro. Ndimukatarisa kuti iye hurumende yacho inofanira kuti tambirisa mari kuti tizobhadhara wechikoro chacho aisiri kutambirisa asi inoda kuti ndibhadhara wechikoro ndobhadhara nii.
Saka imi mafees mukubhadhara mari yakaita sei?
Ya, mari yedu haina kunyanyokura hayo but mishumo ishoma hwayo haisikwani ndibhadhara mari 25-30-40 dollars.
Mune vana vangani vari kuenda kuchikoro? Mune vatatu. Saka makatobhadhara here kana kuti hazvisati zvaita nenyaya yekuti hamusati mawana mari yacho?
Ndina kubhadhara, ndakungokwanisa kubhadharira mumwe chete we $20 35 40 handina kukwanisa kubhadhara.
chikonzero ndechei? Hamusati mapuwa mari here kana kuti munorarama sei?
Kurarama kwekuno muzamhangura izvo tozinaini hakuna basa, saka takatioma zviri nemvura haina kunaya zvekuti tegaitaitanga takarimawo munge tinotarisire kuti tichawana zvatichawanawo kumunda, zvino hakuna chimbarisa kutoona.
Saka pogadziriswa sei apa mukoma Misheki?
Ema zvakaoma handizviri zvakutonga kuti mwari vapindire.
Saka nhasi hakuna kutombonaya here? Tanzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakanaya nezuro nanhasi.
Ya uko ndine nzvimbo dziri kure nekure izvi, unongonzwa kuti zvinhoi kwanaya, kulanzeni kwanaya, nechekudoma kwanaya, asi tinombangura chaimo hazvo.
Haiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Misheki nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Misheki is in Mhangura, that is Mashonaland West Province. He's saying the majority of people there are subsistence farmers because the mine was closed. Mhangura mine was closed, if I'm not mistaken, more than a decade ago.
Yes.
So he's saying because of this looming drought, you know, things are actually worse than in some areas because they just rely on subsistence farming. And now, you know, even trying to raise money for fees, it's a big problem, Gibbs.
Now, let's get back to Mr. Masaraure. Are you still on the line?
Yeah,
can you give us a brief description of what you normally see when students come from a long break, you know, for the next term? So this term, it appears as if the situation is really bad. So give us a description of how you normally handle some of these things.
The way we handle kids who come from what?
These kids that are coming for the first term and they don't have school fees, what happens when they don't have fees? Do you send them home or what happens really?
Okay. I have a question for both the schools. When students don't have school fees, they are not expected to come. Normally, because the boarding schools are still rigid, they are still to adopt maybe facilities of payment plans, they may know that someone can pay for a month or so. They want all the fees up front. They obviously want to cater for the boarding facilities, the food and the accommodation. So they just have to have all the fees in full. Now, in other schools, the situation is government fees. No one should be sent back home. So those people, normally they go to the schools. But now those schools, they would wish to send the school, the kids back home so that they think they can get something to run the schools, to buy stationery for effectively run the schools. But they can't. And eventually they have the kids, they have the people at school, and they don't have the facilities to ensure that there is a learning environment for those people. We also have other scenarios where the people, in as much as school authorities would want maybe people to come in uniforms, but they don't have the uniforms. So we end up with scenarios where we have people wearing their own clothes. So that is the status quo, especially in rural areas. And now the situation is also being worsened by the fact that normally the teachers, when they have the money, they spend in the raw economy when they get their bonuses and they get their salaries on time. But they also spend in the economy. They buy goods from the community. They buy vegetables from the community. Mm-hmm. So now we are expecting all of these kids to fail to raise issues like this. Unfortunately, school authorities will just have to accommodate the people and also they don't have funds to run the school. And normally, the government is supposed to chip in through the BM program, the basic education program. But unfortunately, the government is remaining paying, owning up to the responsibility of paying for those students who cannot pay. So, at the end of the day, the schools are running with nothing in their coffers. If you go to most of these schools, the situation is dire. You will not find jobs, you will not even find the data for a teacher to use. So the quality of education is continuing to deteriorate.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of schools tomorrow, with parents complaining that they cannot raise the school fees, and also teachers threatening to embark on an industrial action. Regatende kubotswana kuna mkoma Philip Jo. Magadi mkoma Philip. Mukoma Philip.
Hello, Baba. Mriwa penye here.
Aiwa isu tirina anigurise Botswana.
Ah, nizo zota nzwane kugara mudondo.
Aiwa idambu dziko chaero. Nasi tukutara ninyaya kufurwa kwezvikoro. Nenyaya dzema school fees nezvimwe zvimwezvi. Muri kuzvifambisawo sei?
Ya, ndoda kungoti ndimbotiwo zvandisina kumbonzwa mumwe achitaura wangu. Handizivi kuti zvakamira tiasini tazvitaura kuti ha, tikatarisa hurumende yedu kuchema kuri kuita vanhu, hapana bazi rehurumende risina kumbochema kusanganisira nevanhu, muchireva vanhu vanosevenza muhurumende, vese vanochema. Saka zvondishamisawo ini ndingoshamisika kuti ha, mhuka iyi imhukaridzii? Ingwe inoti mamwe mavara yoti ndaayo, mamwe yoti haishaayo. Saka ha, handiri verume mukatarisa munozonyatsoona kuti takachema kubva rini. Minamato yedu iyi iri kumboenda kunani? Nashe wehurumende yedu iyi ndiani? Mai wekani, ndinoona sekuti inini vakomana, handifungi kuti hurumende yedu iyi ndiye muZimbabwe. Hurumende iri kutonga muZimbabwe, haishe muZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda, asi imi mabhadhara herewo maschool fees mukoma Philip? Pane vamunobhadharira school fees here?
Ndizvo kamari dzacho nemazetatozvipuwa tasikapapuramutirapo. Izvo zvikwakaoma munombotsvana mashona kuti izonowana basa nekuzonotanga kuti ukwanise kutumira uko nekutumira kwachona hameno. Mari dzachona dziri kunoedza nekuno kwachona tinongotsva kumusana nekudimbu. Saka kuti 100 pura yacho unotora mwedzi kuti uzonotumira kumusha kuno kurendi zvinoda hanya hameno hazvo tangotarisa mudenga siya zvakaoma handiziva hangu zvakaoma asi zvandataura izvozvo zviripo zviripo hakuna nyaya yakaita saiyo yekuti chero ukaenda mudeni chamo ukabata mwana wemhuka unoza ukabata tsvana yaya mwana wemunhu mai vacho vanotucha uko kuiwewo uri munhu akadina asingawadhi nevana vako hatifapi takakunzwa rimwe zuva uchimira apo kuti itini chai chaiye mwene wenyika iyoyi ende ndiroda kusangana nekuonana nedambudziko rakasangana nevana vangu chingava chindoda kuchibudira panze sei nemhaka iyo why and how asi chandinoziva ndechekuti panene tsamba ndakamboverenga zvikanzi mazuva ese egore atinawo 364 they were said to be for devil but one debit arisirake zuva reatonement. Ndatenda mwana bangu. Thank you very much.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Philip.
All right.
Of course you heard from Philip. He's a very bitter man. He's saying that he's surprised that people are complaining every day. But the government, according to him, does not seem to care. So that is a big problem for him. Mm-hmm. Something that he says is surprising him. That, you know, even animals, wild animals, they tend to protect their young ones in the face of danger. But he's not seeing that from the Zimbabwean government.
And there was a bit of sermon there, right?
Indeed, yeah, so of course.
Quoting the scriptures somehow.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know the verse that you know. Mm-hmm. That he quoted, right?
He didn't exactly quote a verse, but he was alluding to the Bible, rather, some stories in the Bible, you know, when people are suffering. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. Mr. Sibindi and Mr. Masaraure, please do stay on the line. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.